Disney's Snow White star Rachel Zegler demands ICE out of New York City. By Warner Todd Houston on August 25, 2026. Actress Rachel Zegler, the star of one of the biggest money-losing debacles in Disney history, is virtue signaling on her social media by wearing a t-shirt attacking Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. The much-maligned actress took to her Instagram stories on Monday in a shirt reading ICE out of New York City sold by a radical labor organization. Zegler modeled the shirt sold by National Day Laborer Organizing Network, a far-left activist group funded by hardcore left-wing orgs, such as the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, Tides, Oxfam, not to mention anti-American billionaire George Soros and his Open Society foundations. The show White Star became infamous in 2025 after her constant stream of antics helped turn the Disney remake into one of the biggest box office losers in Hollywood history. And for Disney, it is the biggest bomb the Mouse House ever released on the movie going public, losing at least $170 million, and that doesn't include the costs of advertising and other costs. Zegler became a lightning rod for backlash against the film before it even debuted after a long series of outrageous statements ripping the beloved original film as misogynistic, insisting the new film will be woke and feminist, ripping Donald Trump voters as racists, and spouting off about her hatred for Zionists and her support for Hamas-led Palestinians. Not only did Zegler attack President-elect Donald Trump and his 76.8 million voters, she went a step farther and even wished harm to befall them and said, "May you never know peace," in an angry series of post-election Instagram stories posts. "I find myself speechless in the midst of this. Another 4 years of hatred, leaning us towards a world I do not want to live in," she began, later adding, "May Trump supporters and Trump voters and Trump himself never know peace." Zegler claimed that those who voted for Trump are part of a deep, deep sickness in this country. She added, "There is no help, no counsel, in any of them." She later tried to apologize for her comments, but it was all too little and too late. In another example of her controversial behavior, Zegler inflamed fans in August by declaring Free Palestine on social media while promoting the new trailer for the big-budget movie. And later she even ridiculously tried to claim she was the very first Latina to make it big in Hollywood. After her tarnished star began falling, she tried to play the victim and told the media that she had to go to therapy and take anti-anxiety drugs to withstand the backlash she engendered. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.